So you just it's quite obvious, but I mean, you had the unique opportunity of making a full-size statue of Gru when he was still around.
Yes.
And so how did he contact you and say, you're in London, and saying, can you make a statue of him?
Well, I just got a call, you know, from a street that said Gru wants a full-size statue of himself for Narada.
What was your reaction? You get a call saying, I want a statue.
Well, because it wasn't a new thing, because Gru had asked, I think he had asked earlier about similar sort of things. He said he wanted three statues, one for Hawaii, one for Nepal and one for Mexico in bronze. How much would it cost? That was very short-lived, because when I investigated it and started thinking about it, Gru then cancelled. And I heard later on that his sister had come to him in a dream and said not to put up a statue of himself, you know, because people wouldn't appreciate it. But anyway, the Narada one went on because of the request of Narada. And it was my first time. Like always, I never thought too much about it. You know, I just felt Gru would help me. And I was a total amateur. I was just doing it. I was doing the clay model in the boys' bedroom, because the only space there was in our apartment. I'm working through the night while they slept on the, you know, on their beds or on the floor. And it was just pure, you know, belief in the system, because I didn't know what was going to happen next. And I did the clay. We carried it out of the house. We drove it down to the casters about 25 miles away. And it all sort of happened. And we arranged the transport, and it went flying off to San Francisco.
So Gru got a chance to see this and critique it and tell you what he thought about it. And what did he say?
Both is not true. I was going to say Gru never critiques. Sometimes he does. I showed him a Head and Shoulders once, and he worked from the forehead down. He worked from the top of the head down, and he went to each part. He said, good, forehead good, eyes good, nose good. Then he got to the mouth, and he slowed up, and he said, mouth. And he went, chin, no. Next year. So this is a small Head and Shoulders, which I did. But with this one for Narada, was
the first full-size statue.
Yeah, he was totally blown away by it. I mean, he was absolutely really happy. Everybody was happy. And Gru was sitting there. He said, oh, Narada, I'm so happy. No, you've brought down happiness. The statue's here. You're singing songs. So he was Gru very fair, and he blessed me there.
And so this is 1996.
1996.
And how old a guy are you at 96?
How old?
Yeah.
Was I? In 96. Well, take away 39, that's 57.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you did that one in 96, did you ever think, well, hang on, I'm going to be doing a lot more of these, or...
Well, it never occurred to me strongly, you know. I thought, well, this is an opportunity which I've taken, and I hope more will come. But I never thought exactly how it was. I never thought about bronze at all.
And by the way, we're standing here, and a man has come by and cleaned up the area, and also some disciples have come by, and they're folding their hands and enjoying seeing, you know,
right,
Singer in this particular way.
Right. Well. Yeah. Wow.
So in '96, Gru just loves it, and.
Yes, and then, totally then over the moon.
And then that's it for full size.
Well,
statue.
You know, for that one, I showed him a photograph, and he said, I got approval from him which type of face expression to use, not in this one, but for the 96 one.
Now I know you've been working with photographs about bits and pieces to do this. Is there anything new in the process that you're doing now, or? Or is it getting easier to try and create more statues or new statues?
Well, this one, because this one was inspired when Gru posed for Shilpa Taru in 2000.
This one we're watching it right now.
Yeah, the one we're looking at now. When Gru posed for Shilpa Taru in the driveway in front of the garage, the ladies' garage, and on the rotating platform. And Gru posed for Shilpa Taru, for him to do it, and that was the plan. But the old plan fell through when nothing...
And this is what year now?
Pardon? This was 1999, 2000.
Okay.
Thereabouts. Gru posed for him, and...
So this is how old Gru looked?
Yeah.
So essentially in
well, almost, but he put on a very severe look on his face, very severe, and he bent his body right back, because he said to Shubhutra, what should I do? How should I pose? Shubhutra was shaking, said, Gru, I don't know. You do whatever you want. You know, and so he pushed one. So I took the idea from there. I took the idea, but not the face. I took the posture from there. And Shilpa Taru said, hey, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I said, well, yes. But, you know, you had the chance and it never came off. So, you know, Huzia was very keen to speed it up.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Obra más hermosa. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. And so that's the sort of the pose was exactly that, you know, even with Guru with his fingers apart, because Shobhatu told me that Guru explained to him why the fingers are apart. The little fingers from the next finger and the next. He said, when I fold my hands and put my fingers together, I bring down the force, bring down the light, and then I open them up, I send the light out, you see. This is what he said to Shobhatu. So, you know, I did it exactly like that, as Shobhatu said. But the face, I worked on a lot and a lot and a lot, and I kept changing, you know, the emphasis on the face until I found... The very first clay model I did, the face, wasn't good enough, and we made the mold and everything and cast it, but then I made a new head, completely new, and we took off the original head and put on the new head, and it worked perfectly, yeah.
Do you see making a different kind of statue in the future between...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I made it differently because this is an older guru, you know, so like closer, you know, to the last 10 years of his life. And I did one slightly younger guru for the torch statue, and now I'm going to do another statue.
So this will be number third version.
Third version, but this will be holding the torch like this, holding the torch out with a hand on his heart. Like this. This is for the London Olympics.
For the London Olympics 2012.
And I'm going to take the photograph in front of my flute, where Guru is very young.
You know, often Guru would give goals for people to set, and now you have 8 statues up.
Yes.
Can you imagine that there's a number that you're aiming at to get up before you...
Hit the bucket?
Kick the bucket? I mean,
the bucket.
To be frank about it, I mean...
Yeah, I was thinking 27, you know...
27, okay.
Yeah, I was thinking 27. Because I also have my own little private little venture, which is to do 27 heads of Guru in different modes and expressions, and then to do the Kamakura. Guru Kamakura.
Guru Kamakura.
That's my final target.
You mean Guru was standing in front of the Kamakura Buddha?
Guru Kamakura size, you know, sitting down meditating.
Okay, so just explain... If people were listening to this, how big a statue are we talking about?
Well, the Kamakura is about 13 meters.
Okay, that's a...
Yeah, and it's not my idea. I have to say that it's my idea. Shumudu in Brazil, on one Christmas trip before the turn of the millennium, said he thought that was a great idea, and he was going to do it in glass, so he'd do it in layers of glass. Then the next day he said...
13 meters high.
Yeah, 13 meters, build it up, you know, in layers of glass. He'd have a computer, you know, I'd do the artwork, he'd do a computer scan, slice it horizontally, and build it up in glass. That was one idea. Then he said, next year, he said, well, I've changed my mind. I'd like to do it in stainless steel. And then he didn't say anything for a long, long time, because he was in charge of Guru's instruments, and he was very, very busy. And so I did approach him a year ago, and he said, well, you know, I guess it's... Then I'm free, and we'll have to then start searching for funds and a place. But it's my... fervent target, you know, to fulfill that
wow.
idea, which came around way back in 1999 or 98 or whenever it was. It started up.
We realize that this technology can offer a lot to artists or the world at large today, but really looking at this, it comes down to just you and clay and brass and or materials and getting a feel, getting in the right consciousness.
Right.
To make it work,
yes.
That a computer or anything else is not going to help at all.
No. I mean, even now I do take photographs and I play with photographs, that, you know, computer images and so on. So I choose ones I like and I use computer. But in the end, when you've done all your drawings, you've made all your measurements, you have to do all that because you have to make a structure inside to hold it all up when you're doing it in clay or if you're doing it in plastic. Something's got to hold it all up. So you have to have all that structure inside, scaffolding inside, to be the right place, the right size, otherwise lots of trouble. But once you've done all that and you create the basic work, then, you know, getting the feeling is something that just happens as I'm working on it. I get very strong feelings as I'm working on it, working on the surface with the material, which way to go.
You know, for a short while, this statue was in your house or it was in just for you alone.
I mean, not this one, no. This... I did it in the studio in clay, and then the mold was made, and a cast was made in polyester resin. The mold went to Prague after the cast was made, and the cast is in my garden. So there is exact copy in my garden, which I meditate on every day when I pass by, going down to my shed.
You know, in the unfortunate thing is I've got you wired up and in a certain kind of mood, but if you were not hooked up to a microphone and I wasn't standing right here by your side,
yes,
what would you have done if you went by walking up to the statue? What would your...
Well, I'd go right close up and meditate and be very... express my gratitude to you. Oh. You know. For being there.